Hello, everyone. My name is Jared, and I'm doing a short little podcast snippet about identity and being part of the diaspora. And I'm here with my friend Kyra. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kyra. I'm 23 years old, studying a master's at Leiden. I was born in Kenya. I lived there until I was 12. Then I moved to Essex. And then from Essex, I went to the University of Exeter in the south for 4 years. And then after that, while I was there, my family moved back to Kenya. And after my degree, I also went back to Kenya. And then I moved here.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
So as you can tell from your life story, you have the topic of our conversation really fits in well with your life story. So in case you don't know what diaspora means, dear listener or listeners, diaspora means the dispersion of people from their homeland. So with that in mind, Kyra, do you consider yourself part of a diaspora?
I never would have before this interview, to be honest. Okay, yeah. Like, I never thought about it in that way. But yeah, I would consider myself that because I did move. My whole family moved when I was young, so we were displaced. And now that my mom has moved back, I found it really hard to reintegrate into the culture. So in a way, I'm, yeah, part of a diaspora because I don't really fit in to my original homeland and I don't live there anymore. So,
Yeah. And with that in mind, do you feel more European or African then?
It's a hard question to answer. I think one that fluctuates all the time. When I was like 16, I would have considered myself very British because I went to like a super British school. There wasn't many international kids there. There was like 3 black kids in the whole school. So to fit in, I think I sort of like mimicked their behavior and just tried to be part of the culture more. But then when my mom moved back to Kenya, I started reconnecting with that side of myself. And now I would say I feel more Kenyan than I do anything else. But also, when I go back, it's very clear to me that other people don't think that I'm Kenyan.
Okay. So, that's like, interesting.
When I'm at a bar or like at a restaurant, for instance, like people will refer to me as a Muzungu, which means like white foreigner.
Oh, really?
That's hurtful. Which is very hard to hear, considering, you know, that I feel like I'm Kenyan and then people look at me.
You were born there.
And I was born there, yeah. And I live there. I have a Kenyan passport. Like, but I think it's because I don't speak the language. The people see me as more of a foreigner. So I think speaking the language of where you're from does really help you connect.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
When you went back to Kenya, did you find it quite an enriching experience? Because it's quite interesting you used the word connecting again with your past. So was it quite like a emotional thing or like a
Sure. I think I hadn't realized how much I had like repressed the African in me, and then being surrounded by it all the time and like getting used to the customs and the language and the mannerisms and just like the way of living really like opened me up to being proud of, you know, who I was, which was a really new feeling for me because I always repressed it.
I mean, going to a rural British school
with
only 3 other black people, especially at that kind of age group as well, you will tend to repress that.
It's
out of convenience as well. Okay, that's really interesting. I have asked that question. Just a little fun question here at the end of our quick chat is, do you prefer Kenyan food, British food, or Swiss food?
Oh, interesting.
Do you love a fish and chips or a cheese fondue?
It's a little bit of a mix. I would say I actually do prefer Swiss food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
The praise for the Swiss cuisine.
The cheese and the potatoes and the fried stuff is delicious, but I've actually been learning how to cook Kenyan food recently, which is super fun for me.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, when you have other people over, also from East Africa, it's a nice thing to do to just, like, connect with each other and,
tips as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That must be quite, like, an experience of, like, reconnecting with your with your background as well, just cooking food.
Yeah, food is such a big part of it, I think. Yeah. It does make you feel like you're at home. So if I can cook a meal here that's similar to my mom's, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel better. So
what is Kenyan food? Because I'm very ignorant towards East Africa. So.
It's a lot of like meat, like goat. Yeah, like beef and stuff. But also a lot of Kenyan food is actually Indian food because a lot of Indian people migrated there.
Colonial legacy.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like curries and stuff with like a little bit of a Kenyan twist to it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's but I'd say like 50% of Kenyan food is Indian food, so it's very interesting.
That is interesting. I didn't know that. Mm. Maybe you can lay out a buffet spread with some Kenyan food and some cheese fondue or something.
Yeah. At a party. A beautiful mix. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me. Mm-hmm. For this quick chat.
You're
welcome. Is there anything you want to say?
Not particularly, no.
No shout outs or anything?
No.
Okay, well, thank you. And thank you, dear listener or listeners, for I hope that was an enlightening chat about the experiences of being a diaspora and a few questions of identity. Okay. See you next time.